Welcome to Yale Cancer Center Answers with Drs. Francine Foss and Lynn Wilson. Dr. Foss is a professor of medical oncology and dermatology specializing in the treatment of lymphomas. Dr. Wilson is a professor of therapeutic radiology and an expert in the use of radiation to treat lung cancers and cutaneous lymphomas. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can contact the doctors directly. The address is canceranswers@yale.edu and the phone number is 1-888-234-4YCC. This week, our guest host, Dr. Anise Chagpar, will speak with breast cancer survivor Jennifer Ford Chatfield and Abe Lopeman, Vice President and Executive Director of Smilow Cancer Hospital at Yale New Haven. Dr. Chagpar is Associate Professor of Surgery and Oncology and Director of the Breast Center at Smilow. Here's Dr. Chagpar.
So, Jennifer, let's start off by having you tell us a little bit about your cancer diagnosis and your journey.
Sure. I was diagnosed just after my 41st birthday in October of 2010. Through self-exam, found a lump, immediately knew that I had to have it checked out. Went through, obviously, multiple testing, whether it was mammogram, ultrasound, biopsy, and a early stage ductal carcinoma cancer was actually discovered and confirmed. And I underwent a double mastectomy in December of 2010 with multiple reconstruction surgeries as well.
So how did you decide to seek care at Smilow Cancer Hospital?
Well, I kind of have a little bit of an interesting background. I actually was the florist that did the flowers for the opening, the grand opening of Smilow. And I remember Mr. Lobman walking me around in the early stages of the build out and just being amazed at what I was seeing and all the plans for this hospital. And ironically, became a patient shortly thereafter. And I can't even say enough about what a true treasure this hospital is for this community and the surrounding communities.
Yeah. I know, Abe, a lot of thought went into designing the building. Can you talk a little bit about the process that not only went into the building itself, but putting the right people and the right programs into that building to deliver amazing care to patients?
Yeah, so we go back to the fundamental issue about cancer, how cancer should be treated, how we view cancer, how we have historically viewed it, and how we've evolved to where we are today. And when you think about cancer and the treatment of cancer, we know it is best done in a multidisciplinary way. And that means the physicians who practice cancer, whether it's a surgeon, a medical oncologist, radiologist, radiation oncologist, pathologist, I can keep going on and on, which really puts together that team. But then you look at the facility itself, and the facility itself has to be able to accommodate what I just described. And a building is not a building. So the thought that went into it was to be able to make sure that those different disciplines had the venue to be able to operate in the best possible way from a multidisciplinary approach. So that was number one. The second is, let's all face it, we're treating our patients. And without asking our patients' opinion about what it is that they want in their treatment process, what the environment needs to feel like, how we communicate with, how our employees interact with our patients. If you don't put that in the initial mix of how you design a building, you'll miss a very critical part. So from the very beginning, every design aspect included not only those who are going to work in it, but those who are going to be coming in to be treated and those who are going to be supporting family members who are going to be supporting those patients. Mm. So that's the way the design came about, and it was evolutionary. And in fact, some of us would say it is now revolutionary for what we created.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful building. But, you know, Jennifer, you talked a little bit about your care, and it presumably you were treated by a multidisciplinary team. Talk to us a little bit about your experience with the nurses and the doctors at Smilow. I know that one of the big things that we pride ourselves on at Smilow is the quality of care.
So talk
about that.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest issues for me and other patients who I've spoken to is that everything can be done under one roof, essentially, or one campus. And it was so nice to have my oncology doctor and my plastic surgeon and radiology and the nursing staff, and everybody seemed to really have my care as a priority, and everybody, you know, all parties rallied the wagon, so to speak. And from the minute of my diagnosis to my very last reconstruction surgery, I can't say enough about the care that I was given and that my family and friends were given who were there to support me. It just speaks volumes. I can't say enough kind things.
Yeah. And I think that's something that both of you touched on, was really not only patient-centric care, but family-centric care.
Correct.
So give us some examples of how your family was treated at Smilo that might have been unexpected for you.
Well, I know that one thought comes immediately to mind, and that is the morning of my major surgery, of my mastectomy. And as you can imagine, my parents were completely just up in the air. They didn't even know what to think. You know, they were trying to be strong for me, but you could just see them crumbling, feeling so helpless. And my husband felt helpless, and my friends, and I have an amazing support network. And from the people in the waiting room who just were so compassionate, and the nurses who kept coming out kind of, and the doctors coming out to just kind of check on them, let them know how we were progressing. And even the nursing staff, you know, who went way beyond the call of duty when I was sort of out of it after surgery, mm-hmm. and the family kind of needed to be held up too, was just tremendous, tremendously kind and loving and supportive.
Yeah. So that's really fantastic. And I know that clinical care is one of the foundations of what we do at Smilo Cancer Hospital. But Abe, another key element is research. Do you want to talk a little bit about how research plays in to what happens at Smilo Cancer Hospital and at the Yale Cancer Center?
Yeah. So clearly, it is a hallmark. And we always say a cancer center is not a cancer center is not a cancer center. And one of the things that truly distinguishes academic cancer centers, and specifically Smilo Cancer Hospital and the Yale Cancer Center, is the clinical trials enterprise that we have in place. And I think there's enough literature and there's enough work out there that talks about the quality of care that patients receive when they're in an environment that's really built around a clinical trials operation. And we've spent for the last 4 years developing what is now a very robust clinical trials operations, making sure that clinical trials that are appropriate, unique, specific to patients and needs are available to our physicians, who at many times are the principal investigators of these clinical trials, or clinical trials that come to us from industry that we get to participate, we meaning the physician and the patients get to participate. And we believe that that is the best way to practice cancer care, is to make all the clinical trials that are available and are appropriate to our patients there for them.
So Jennifer, did you get to participate in a clinical trial or anything like that?
You know, the memory, the body has an interesting way of blocking out some painful memories. Not that I'm aware of, but I know that certainly there were questionnaires asked based on my history, because I had absolutely no family history of breast cancer, in terms of, you know, some IVF treatments I've had and other things. There was certainly a lot of information taken that I was more than forthcoming with. Mm-hmm. You know, the interesting thing to me from a layman's perspective or a survivor versus administration or doctor is that cancer just doesn't discriminate.
Right.
I mean, no matter how much money you make, no matter what your religious faith is, no matter what your demographic is, what your culture is, it affects everyone. You know, and woman, man, child, and to have in our hands, in this part of the country, such a tremendous hospital, I can't say enough. I know I'm repeating myself, but I feel very blessed to have been treated so well. So
terrific.
Well.
Terrific. And I know that, you know, as time goes on, some of the treatments that you had likely are different than they were mm-hmm. 20 years ago, in large part due to a lot of the research that goes on mm-hmm. at cancer centers very much.
Yeah, so, Anise, like you're involved. Specifically now, I think we would consider you one of our leaders in putting patients on clinical trials. So what's your experience been on
that? Yeah, so I think that one of the great things about Smilo and about Yale is that we really are a leader in terms of research at all levels. And some of the questionnaires may have come from our School of Public Health, looking at lifestyle modifications and how that affects breast cancer. But we've also got research going on in laboratories at the bench where people are trying to figure out what genes are turned on and turned off in cancer so that we can design drugs that'll target those and really personalize therapy. And then in the interim, there are clinical trials that really seek to figure out what's the best therapy for an individual patient so that it's not the same black box for everyone. Because as you say, cancer doesn't discriminate. But sometimes we can figure out what's the best treatment for you, mm-hmm. which may be the different treatment than the person next door. So I think that it's really been a fantastic thing to be involved in and something that really our patients benefit from, because that's why we do it. And I bring this up because I want to get to the Closer to Free bike ride, mm-hmm. Which I know that, Jennifer, you're participating in. Abe, you participated in last year. So, Abe, do you want to tell us a little bit about the genesis of that idea and what it's all about?
Yeah, incredibly exciting. And September 8th, 2012, just a few months away, will be our second annual Closer to Free bike ride. Not a race, as some of our aggressive competitive individuals are. It is a ride. And last year we started it. And we really, all of us at Smilow Cancer Hospital and the Yale Cancer Center came together to talk about putting something together that will allow our patients, their families, our staff, members in the community to have a place to come together to show support for Smilow Cancer Hospital, show support for patients and families, and create a venue that all of us could sort of come around and gather around, and then have a purpose. And that purpose, beyond what I just described, was also to raise funds to support both clinical and research efforts going on at Yale Cancer Center and Smilow Cancer Hospital. So last year, first year, inaugural, tremendous success. In fact, we had over 250 riders, 300 volunteers, and we raised $430,000.
That's fantastic.
As I was telling Jennifer, 100% of those dollars stay right here. There are no administrative costs. That's handled separately. So every dollar that we raise stays right here. And we've already used that $430,000 this past year, both on research and clinical efforts and patient support efforts. So we're getting ready for the second annual. That'll, as I said, September 8th. We're looking for double the number of riders. We're looking for 500 riders. We're looking for, again, 300 volunteers. We're well underway. And this year our goal is $1 million.
Fantastic.
And I think we'll get there. So it's still early, and we want people to sign up and be a part of it. For those of us who were involved with it, who were involved with it last year, and Anise, you were there, the enthusiasm and the environment and the atmosphere is electrifying. It really is. It was a spectacular day, and it's going to be that way again this year. Now, we've added a couple of features this year. It's $500 per rider. That's your goal to raise. And this year, we're actually going to add a discount for students. So students can do the same thing, and they will be at half of that. So they only have to raise $250 for their registration. So
awesome. And so we're just going to take a short break for a medical minute. And after that, we'll come back and we'll hear more about Jennifer's story, because I understand she's going to be a rider in this year's race.
The American Cancer Society estimates that over 1,000 patients will be diagnosed with melanoma in Connecticut each year. While melanoma accounts for only about 4% of skin cancer cases, it causes the most skin cancer deaths. Early detection is the key. When detected early, melanoma is easily treated and highly curable, and new treatment options and surgical techniques are giving melanoma survivors more hope than they've ever had before. Clinical trials are currently underway at Yale Cancer Center, Connecticut's federally designated comprehensive cancer center, to test innovative new treatments for melanoma. The Specialized Programs of Research Excellence in Skin Cancer grant at Yale, also known as the SPOR grant, will help establish national guidelines on modifying behavior and on prevention, as well as identification of new drug targets. This has been a Medical Minute, brought to you as a public service by Yale Cancer Center. More information is available at yalecancercenter.org. You're listening to the WNPR Health Forum on the Connecticut Public Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Yale Cancer Center Answers. This is Dr. Anise Chagpar, and I'm here with my guests, Jennifer Ford-Chatfield and Abe Lopman. And we're talking about the Closer to Free bike ride, and Jennifer is a breast cancer survivor who will be participating this year. So, Jennifer, tell us more about your decision to participate in the Closer to Free bike ride and what that means to you.
Absolutely. Last year, I had a planned vacation, so missed out. Heard absolutely rave reviews about how just incredible it was and how supportive it was. And after concluding my last surgery earlier this year, I kind of decided it was time to get the body moving again. And my husband and I have vigorously been training, bicycling, invested in all the right equipment, so I'm told, and have been training specifically to enter this race and then to continue as well as part of a lifestyle change.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand, Abe, that there are different levels or different distances that you can participate in. So tell us more about that.
So there are three distances that we have in place, a 25-mile, a 62-mile, which is actually a metric 100, and then the 100-mile ride. Just about anybody can do a 25-mile ride.
I understand that you did that last year.
I did, and that was last year, and survived it very well. Didn't train as much as I probably should have, but this year is a little bit different, a little bit more serious, and this year we're moving up to the metric 100, which would be the 62-mile. So lots of training that's already started. In fact, for those who want to get started, now's a really good time to start the training. And if you go to the website, closertofree.com, or even if you go to the Smilo Cancer Hospital, .org, or to the Yale Cancer Center.org, you'll link to the ride, and you'll see schedules for training. So we have a regular weekly training that you can join. There are loop training around New Haven. So if you just want to go out for 5 miles of a 50-mile training, you can do the 5-mile turnaround, and then you start that progression. Every week, you get a little bit better, a little bit better, and then by the time the ride comes, you're ready to go. It's a phenomenal ride, and again, it's a ride, not a race, which is important. So lots of places to stop. We stop, we drink, we eat, we have conversation, and we get back on the bike, and we go to the next stop. And then we start and we finish at the Yale Bowl. And it's a tremendous start, because after some speeches and gathering, we're actually led out through the streets of New Haven by the New Haven Police Department. And so we come by Smilo Cancer Hospital. Last year, patients and staff cheered us on and waved us on, and then off we go into the different paths for the 25, 62, and the 100 mile. And when we get back, what a gathering. I mean, you are cheered. Everyone is an amazing winner as they come across the finish line. So it's a spectacular day, and it's a sense of accomplishment. But more than that, it's a sense of purpose. Everyone feels like there's a purpose to be there that day, and everybody makes friends. Even for those who don't make friends easily, that day you will make friends. I think the most spectacular part of last year, and Anise, you were there to witness it, are patients. Our patients who are actively under treatment, who were riding, was amazing. If you can't be inspired by that, you just can't be inspired by anything. So this year, we have the same format. I think we're going to have a lot more people involved, and it should be an amazing day. And if we raise $1 million, that's $1 million that'll go right back to research and clinical care.
Right here at home.
Right here at home with no administrative overhead coming out of that. We fund that from a different source. So volunteers are needed. We're doing very well. We have $165,000 right now in corporate sponsorship. So we're well underway to hit our target.
Fantastic. So, Jennifer, what are your plans? Are you doing the 25, the 62 and a half? Or are you going whole hog?
Well, whole hog is not going to happen. I've signed up for the 25, which I am doing a few times a week already. My husband would like to see us push to the 62, so I have a feeling we're gonna do everything we can to get that 62 under the belt. But yeah, and you know, for people, ride. And if you don't want to ride, volunteer. Bring your kids and volunteer. If you're a corporation, you know, spend the money. You know, do your part. Do your part.
Tell us what it means to you as a patient, as a breast cancer survivor, to make sure that everyone who's listening, who's sitting on their couch on this Sunday evening thinking, pretty comfortable sitting on my couch Sunday evening. I don't really know if I want to get out on a bicycle. Tell us what it means to you as a patient to make sure that everybody gets out there and rides.
Well, it means a tremendous amount. I remember one of my biggest memories in surviving breast cancer was seeing women in the breast center day in and day out who didn't have the support system that I had, and how tremendously blessed I felt, but how tremendously saddened I was by that. And you know, if it's $5, it's $5 that can go toward hopefully finding a cure for cancer so that no one has to go through this.
Yeah.
If it's just volunteering, if it's there to cheer on the riders or to be part of this community, be there. We need you there. You know, I'm so pumped. I'm not even sure I'm prepared for how emotional I'll probably be when I cross that finish line, truthfully.
Well, I think that sums it up, is that it really is a community effort to support everybody in our community. So, Abe, can you talk to us a little bit? I mean, I'm sure that there are people in communities, not New Haven, but surrounding areas. Tell us about how they're part of this network and how they're connected to Smilow Cancer Hospital. Talk a little bit about how our reach extends beyond New Haven proper.
Sure. So Smilow Cancer Hospital and Yale Cancer Center reach well beyond the 2, 3, or 4 zip codes. We really do serve, at a minimum, the entire state of Connecticut. We have patients from every zip code in the state of Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and well beyond. So this really, although it's taking place in New Haven, ultimately, it ends up to serve patients from all over the state of Connecticut.
And all over the world, right? If we're going to find a cure for cancer.
Absolutely.
Very good point. Very good point. Now, so we start in New Haven, and as you can imagine, in the state of Connecticut, going out 50 miles and coming back 50 miles is a long way, and we do get to cover a large part of Connecticut. And along the way, all the way out to Old Saybrook and Old Lyme, and coming back through Clinton and Guilford and Brantford and through all the parts of New Haven, it's a sight to see. And we have volunteers from all of those communities at each of our stops. And Jennifer, you'll experience it this year. There are people holding up signs encouraging you all along that path. So clearly the dollars that we raise affect, as you said, Dr. Chapka.
That's okay, Anise, Abe.
Anise.
Yeah.
As you say, it affects directly patients, not just from here, but from all over the world, because we know the work that's going on at Yale, and we know the impact that it's having on cancer and the treatment and the discoveries around cancer treatment. But the local community will have an immediate benefit from
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it's really important that, you know, we are primarily serving the people of Connecticut. And it's really great that all of that money stays at home. So let's talk a little bit about corporations, because Jennifer, you said that as well. And, you know, we think about people getting involved, and that's really important. But talk about either one of you, how we get, you know, our companies involved and our corporations involved and our church groups involved and our advocacy groups involved, because we want this to mushroom into a bigger effort than individual people, right?
Yes. So we have a staff, both at the Yale Cancer Center and at Smilo Cancer Hospital, that's reaching out. Their job all day, every day now is to reach out to corporations and make sure that they understand how they can be involved. But it really starts with individuals, those who are listening to us tonight and those who we work with who listen to us every day. They know individuals in corporations who it makes a lot of sense to be a part of this. What could be wrong with being involved? If you're a corporation, if you're the CEO, if you're head of marketing in any of these corporations, what could be possibly wrong with being involved in this endeavor? There's nothing better in terms of the image and participation by that corporation to this activity. So, you know, we think it's a win for all sides.
Well, and just to add to that too, I know as a small business owner, I'm not a corporation, but it gives me great pleasure when I'm able to really give back to my community in ways that are needed that are not being fulfilled. And, you know, the CEO of a corporation, start a corporation team. You know, send us 25 riders or call the office and see how you can fund or where the need there lies. Or heck, you know, make it a big company day where everybody comes out and volunteers. There is not one person that I've ever met in my entire lifetime that has not been directly or indirectly affected by cancer. Yeah. So this pertains to everybody. Everybody should see cancer as a concern.
Absolutely. So Abe, if you are an individual or you are a CEO of a corporation and you want to get involved and you want to ride or you want to volunteer, how do we do that? What step do we take to take that first initiative?
The first step is pick up the phone and call the foundation, the Yale New Haven Hospital Foundation. You can find it easily. Just call any of the numbers. In fact, if you want, call my office. That's 203-200-1410, and we'll put you in touch with the right people. And we will show you how it benefits you, your employees, and the community that you're serving.
And if you're an individual, how did you get involved? Did you go to the website or?
I obviously it was such a huge success and something I really missed out on last year, and that's the way that I see it. But yeah, basically I went to the website, created my own donation page. I'm well over $700 already.
Fantastic.
Within a week and a half, and super excited about it. My goal is to hit 3,000.
Wonderful.
If I can hit 3,000, I'm going to be super excited about it.
So I think that we can probably challenge every other small business owner and person out there to beat
you. I love that. I know the economy's tough, but this is just way too important.
Yeah.
So let me respond back. So really the easiest thing to do is to go directly to the website, and that website is rideclosertofree.org. And once you get on that, whether you're a corporate CEO or an individual rider or you want to support somebody, that link will take you to anywhere you need to go.
Right. And I think that it's really important, too, to think about the fact that even if you're not a cyclist, mm-hmm. Even if you are not athletic or you don't feel like you can bike ride, you can still support this mission, right? Either by volunteering or if you can't be there that day and it was a spectacular day. But you can still support that whole cause. Tell us about the Closer to Free Fund, Abe, and what that is and how people can help that fund even without the ride.
Sure. So you can support someone. You can support someone in the ride. You don't have to be at the ride. And so if you know someone is riding, or if you don't, that website I gave you, you can go on, find team members, and you can choose a team, and you can support that. But there is a general, larger, Closer to Free fund, which is the fund that we use, we, meaning the Yale Cancer Center and the Smilo Cancer Hospital, to direct to those efforts towards clinical care and towards research. So all the things we talked about tonight all have an opportunity to be funded by this Closer to Free Fund. And one of the big events for us is this ride.
That's terrific. So we've got about a minute left, and I'm going to give Jennifer you the last word, because it what is really, I think, central to Smilo Cancer Hospital and the Yale Cancer Center is really looking after the patients. That's why we do what we do. That's why we do the research. That's why we train the professionals. That's why we show up to work every day, is really it's all about patient and families affected by cancer. So I'm going to give you the last word to tell us why this is important to you.
As I was mentioning to Abe, when you're diagnosed with cancer, your life takes some interesting turns. And breast cancer is sort of an interesting sorority that I never really thought I'd join. But it certainly puts things in very clear perspective in your life. And with all the people that I know who have survived cancer and are still battling, I think the most important thing right now is I'm so blessed to have beaten cancer and proud of that. But there's so many people still fighting the fight, and we have to be there for them. Many of those people, you know, don't have people to be there for them. So we need to be those people that are there for them. And this fundraising effort is so important. I dream of a day that nobody gets a cancer diagnosis. I know that's a long way off, but I believe that it's possible. And the only way we're going to get there is to fund the research necessary to get there.
Jennifer Ford Chatfield is a breast cancer survivor, and Abe Lopeman is vice president and executive director of Smilo Cancer Hospital. If you have questions or would like to add your comments, visit yalecancercenter.org, where you can also get the podcast and find written transcripts of past programs. You're listening to the WNPR Health Forum on the Connecticut Public Broadcasting Network.